It's 27 to 8 on Breakfast. Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, in the AFL, did he jump or was he pushed?
He was jumped, I think, Fran. An embarrassing day for the AFL and its much-vaunted push into Western Sydney. Inaugural CEO of the Greater Western Sydney Giants, Dale Holmes, left the club yesterday amid a great deal of confusion and also, of course, that noisy revelation that we talked about yesterday morning that Tom Scully's dad was not just on the payroll, but his wages were part of the salary cap. Now, apparently, inter alia, Holmes had failed to let a few important people know about this Scully dad before it became public. So some say he resigned, some say otherwise, but what is well known is that the AFL was not entirely happy with Holmes' style, which while it was flashy enough to get a lot of attention in the tough Sydney market, wasn't really strong on attention to detail. And having said it was an embarrassing thing for the AFL, there would be some at headquarters who would be claiming some sort of victory on the basis that at least they're talking about Australian football in Sydney and in cricket season. What they do is every time the game or the Giants get mentioned, they measure the column inches and then give a value to it. Whatever, David Matthews, one of the AFL's favourite sons, he will fill in the job on an interim basis, and this bloke really should have the job permanently if anyone at the AFL knows what they're doing. And look, for the really desperate and dateless who would talk AFL football 365 days a year and still not be satisfied, Australia plays Ireland tonight in the first game of the International Rules Series. In cricket, the Sheffield Shield, Victoria got the first innings points against New South Wales, courtesy of a century from Chris Rogers, and the 34-year-old who played just one test for Australia and never heard from the selectors again, he gave them a huge spray for their poor communication skills. In Adelaide, the Sackers need another 330 runs with 7 wickets in hand to rest outright points from Western Australia, unlikely to do that, I think. And at the Gabba, Ryan Harris proved he's in the sort of form that Australia will be looking for against South Africa in the Test Series, taking 7 for as Queensland got the outright points against Tasmania. And tonight in Durban, Australia plays South Africa in a crucial one day, with both sides having won a game each. Game 3 will decide this series. Shane Watson set to play despite the injury niggles. In soccer, we have the A-League's fourth round starting tonight with the defending Premier Brisbane playing Adelaide. And this statistic has emerged. It's an impressive one too. The Roar are just 5 games away from breaking an Australian record for an unbeaten run set by the Eastern Suburbs Rugby League Club from 1935 to 1937. The Chooks went unbeaten in 35 games. Brisbane is now up to 31, and 3 of that 31, including each time the Roar met United in the last A-League season. And in rugby league, early tomorrow morning, Australia will play New Zealand in their opening Four Nations tournament match in England. A lot of speculation about whether champion centre Greg Inglis will play. He's been included on an extended bench. And the great Australia-New Zealand rivalry continues on Sunday when the Diamonds play the Silver Ferns in the third and deciding netball test. The New Zealanders, who have not won a series in Australia since 1981, are declaring this is the moment, while the Australians have said they won't be leaving anything in the tank. And tonight, much the same for Sam Stosur, who must beat China's Li Na to make it through to the finals of the WTA Tennis Championships in Turkey. Manu Inui is my tip for the derby. I'll be listening to Max Presnell. I'll be back with more sport on Monday, Fran.